fill my heart now that it's gone. Every day, every day, I fake a smile to carry on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Street Couch Podcast. Right here, we got Derek again. This time, we're doing a live listen to his brand new record, Grief. I want to go ahead and take the mic, Derek, and talk about this first song right here.
What's good, Jaws, Derek? You feel me? Thanks for having me first. And this first song is called Phantom Pain. It represents, every song in the project represents a different stage for you. So this is like denial and being like, oh, I'm only aware of the feeling now that like you're away. And so it's just like reflecting over the denial and being like, ooh, maybe I should do something about it.
Pretty deep, man.
Yeah, because phantom pain means like, it's kind of like when like a limb gets amputated and you like feel it.
Yeah, you still feel it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like talking about my heart.
Shit, okay. You have a favorite lyric from this song?
The hook was really fun to like figure out and sing. This blood inside my arteries is pretty dope. I feel like it's a dope metaphor for like lacking blood flow.
Alto sax, right?
Okay. My homie Connor, Connor's out of bike, he did that shit.
Like, he actually played sax? Shit, that's cool.
Bodied. Absolutely bodied.
Oh, this is another song of yours that I listen to.
Did so like right before dropping, I added that very last chord from Phantom Pain.
Dude, that's not that. I love shit like that. I love that. It's like a seamless transition, you know. It makes the whole record experience be more cohesive. You know?
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And so like, I'm taking you through. So this whole project's about a breakup, right? And it is my first time experiencing grief for real. So I'm taking you through the way I went through it, as if you listen to it, talk about them. But like, it's meant to be able to be listened to on shuffle too.
Okay, yeah. Because
like, grief isn't just like a straightforward process, it's a cycle experience in like any different order.
So did you write these songs as you were experiencing each stage, or are you
yeah.
Or did you write it at, like, more of a memory type thing? So it was during while you were going through grief?
For the most part.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, for the longest, I've been trying to make like a solo version of this song.
Oh, because this one is a feature artist, right?
Yeah. But I finally did it. Extended it to.
And that's what this one is? Just you?
Okay.
This part, right?
And the last word.
Ripped out this storm, torn my heart flattened. I saw a line in the stars. Never knew you'd shoot me in the heart. But I knew you were too good to beat you. Girl, I wish that scared me away from you. My feet were too big to put in no shoes. Girl, I don't wanna lose you. Second chances, you turn me to a hopeless romantic.
Was What is that? That
it's a guitar.
Okay, that's cool. Is someone actually playing it, or is there?
Nah, I played it on a MIDI keyboard.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I just processed the shit out of it. So I wanted to sound like some spacey shit.
It does. I like how I think it's out the box where at the end you add like this little thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And in the project, it's all like, yeah, it's part of it.
Okay. You played this also?
So what's it called? My homie Josh. Josh Guadalupe Wilson.
What do you mean you did it now? Oh. Wanna make me smell again? You're talking the same old shit. You never face your problems head on. When times get tough, you always run away.
Had to let that happen.
That's cool.
And then the song's called Runaway. And it's about me being an avoidant.
Sitting over my past and still trying to remain passive
as I reflect over actions and your words too. Honestly, but yeah, Josh is actually Ace's engineer. And he just like sent me some extra sims, like just added some extra production to it. Really fucking helped like the progression of the record so much. When a smile left your face, I was afraid to make you upset, which I don't get why, since I did so many times and you still stay by my side. But like in the original record, I played it.
Okay. I like how each song has like its own unique vibe.
Yeah.
What stage of grief is this one?
I'm reflecting, and it's oh my gosh, why am I not remembering this all the time? It truly listened
to the words that you were trying to say. You watched me while I went insane. Because I feel like from my depression. Point of view as a listener, well, this one is depression. Because from my point of view as a listener, like the last song sounded like depression to me. Like I almost kind of like the feeling and the mood of it.
Smile Again was bargaining.
It was what?
Bargaining?
Wait, mm-hmm. What do you mean bargaining? Like, what's so that, like, what that speech like?
Wanting to make amends, wanting to make sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, it is like, damn. Like, we went through all this shit. I went through all this shit. Despite that, I still want to fucking make you smile again.
Yeah.
Like, I still want to make sure.
That's a relatable.
And then this one is like, damn. I can't.
Okay. I hear it now.
And it's like reflecting on both of our wrongs. And then like being a runaway is like runaway from myself. I'm talking about like it's all I've known. But I wanna change.
Cause like from my point of view as a listener, the last song, so like, but
yeah,
like
they're both kind of like mixed up.
Like in a way, bargaining is kind of like depression also, you know, because you're trying to fill in that like that hole.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you can't stand that feeling, because this song, the last song just played, just by listening to like the mood and like the vibe of it, it sounds like, okay, yeah, it's depression, but it's okay, you know, but it's okay.
Exactly.
You know, everything's gonna be fine.
So it's like the turning point. And at this point, I'm like detached and like numb.
Okay.
So it also has that like, you know what, fuck it. It is what it is. Ask me where you at on Christmas Eve, and I'ma say what your fam knowing damn while I'm bluffing. What's on your face, son? Nothing, my mom all fine. My tears dried, I face heartbreak many times. They say you are what you eat, so I guess I got 9 lives. I guess I got 9 lives.
Wait, so you took this picture at Scott Bar?
Right outside.
Same outfit you have on right now.
Yeah, exactly. How'd it pop out? I'd pop out.
Okay, dude.
Now, what's it called? Caesar on Thinking Boy podcast. Dude, he was is calling this the uniform, and I was like,
yeah.
And then it's like two other people who said the same shit like later that week. One of them was that same day at the show.
About the outfit,
like calling it the uniform.
Mm. The way I see it,
yes, the uniform.
The way I see it, it's like, you know how like superheroes have their superhero persona or in their costume, like this is yours.
Yeah, they feel like my dad's superhero. It feel like my super suit.
Yeah.
What? Nah, and like, alright. It's so, yeah, it's very interesting that you put it that way, because it's like, bro, say I walk like this in public, the amount of like side eyes and all the shit, I've done it, I'll do it again and again.
you see those reels where like some guy walks by a group of girls and he like yells like, and then like they all turn to him and they snap a picture.
Yeah. I saw one where a dude did that and then it transitioned into this fucking song.
Yeah, I see stuff like that too.
I've been trying to be the bigger person, the good. Yeah,
this whole thing is good so far, man.
This motherfucker bashing me on the internet, running my name through the dark.
It sounds very professional.
I'm done letting it be in my head. I'm done feeling this remorse. I'm done censoring myself to be nice.
So, Ace, he produced some of these songs, or all of them, or how many? Because I heard his thing in one of them.
He did Runaway, and then me and him co-produced Out the Box. He did the sample, and then I did the drums. Like, the drum pattern. Like, he did the sounds, and then sent me the session, and I added an extra snare layer, and then I did the drum pattern.
Like, snare is so important.
But yeah, like, with this one, I recorded the whole project in my room. So, like, I wanted this song to sound like it was in my room, like I was breathing in my room.
And you used FL, right?
No, I use Pro Tools.
Pro Tools, okay.
I make beats in FL.
Okay.
But like I record my songs in Pro Tools.
Sure. I've been seeing so many memes about like Ableton producers.
Dude, you can just tell some shit's made in Ableton. Like Ableton motherfuckers are like, I admire it. Like I genuinely do.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
They're able, or I mean, everybody's able to, but it's like, it's a lot more common with people who use Ableton that they make so much more intricate music.
Okay.
But it's still like, is cohesive and works, is the craziest part. So it's like, if anything, bro, like, yeah, like, I don't want to say I'm jealous, because it's not like I look at them and go, oh, I want to do this or that. Like, I don't put in the work to actually, like, go for that, you know?
Okay.
Like, to me, like I produced and feel creative, like it's a hobby. I fuck with it heavy, like I used to produce a shit ton, but like I focus more on like artistry.
Okay. What do you think about Reaper?
I've never like seen it, like what it looks like, but like I've heard
like one.
I got FL, I got Logic, I got Pro Tools, bro. I don't need anything else.
Which one do you use more out of all those three? FL, Logic, or Pro Tools?
FL for beats, Pro Tools to record. But yeah, I wanted this version to also feel more like the live.
Yeah, that live show, man, that was dope. I thought it was perfect on that, how they had the couch there. And like in the beginning of your show, you were just like laying on there, like rapping from the couch.
Yeah, dude.
And
that's
you like
it.
Slowly got up.
I forgot to say it at the end of the set, but I was going to say all my songs started with Word Sitting.
Oh, okay.
I planned that shit like 2 months in advance, bro. It's crazy. I even wrote two songs, like the third and fourth song of the set, I wrote to be a part of that set and start with the Word Sitting.
Okay. And right now you're sitting again on the couch, on the street couch.
Boom. That's like one of my favorite bars I've ever said.
And what stage of grief is this one? I think rage? Yeah, anger, there you go. You told me before, but I forgot. My brother's like a campus, so why they keep
shit in check for me. And I've been living by the spirit, that's why my moves ain't always seen. Fighting my identity, and I'll split my serendipity, but with your pain reciprocated.
And I felt like in the original record, I didn't really sound angry.
You sound angry in this one for sure.
Thank you.
You got like some raspiness to your voice.
Yeah. My free will, a pedestal you can't undermine again. And I mean, all it came down to is just like letting the shit marinate.
Okay. You mean like the original recording or like the song in general?
The song in general.
Okay.
Like now I've performed that song so many times where it's like muscle memory. Like that shit's in my blood, bro.
This part's cool. That's that ass. Dude, that's cool. do you have an animation for this? Or something like that? You know,
that should be cool. I mean, that should be done.
Do you know how to animate, or do you know any animators? Because I've dabbled in animation. I haven't done it in a while, but I can pick it up again. I can try and do something.
That would be fucking.
Because I have Adobe Suite.
Thank you, stranger, for showing me how to be a better son, hold a conversation. Used to never call my mom, hate when my phone rings, but
peaceful.
Now that you're gone, I'm calling
it's acceptance.
Acceptance. Oh, thank you, stranger. Is that the final stage or?
In my scenario. But I mean, in most cases, typically, yeah.
He's playing guitar here.
Eric. Why am I forgetting his last name? But yeah, it's my homie Eric. We met in college. And, dude, like, I'll tell you the story after the song, actually.
All right.
Just bring up Eric.
Control, smiling through the bitterness, right? Wind up the bottle. Cause the life I live is better now. My dreams are in full throttle. Yeah, it is badass. I can imagine like drums to this song too. Yeah, oh, that's simple.
Thank you, stranger. Actually, for the bridge, that would have been tough.
Thank you, stranger.
Well, seeing you rap with the whole band would be pretty cool. Seeing you rap with the whole band.
Dude, that's cool. A dream. That's a goal of mine.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
You haven't done that yet.
Exactly. You get it. I mean, like, actually, I have. But yeah, that's the project.
Dude, fucking amazing, man. Good job.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, Eric. So we met in school. I was going home from therapy and I passed by my college. Actually, no, at this point I graduated, but like I still lived like a couple blocks down. So I'm on my way home. I pass by and I see this dude just playing guitar. And my ass just stops, turns, rides right to him, sits down. And just sits. Nice. And we're just vibing. Then eventually I start singing. And like we jammed for like a cool 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30. Shit, I don't know. We was just in it.
Nice.
And then just like he stops playing for a second. And I'm like, we look at each other. He's like, yo, what's up, bro? What's your name? I'm like, bro, I'm fucking Derek. He's like, no shit, I'm Eric.
Eric and Eric.
Yeah, dude, that shit was dope, man. He's a cool ass guy. And then, he's 20 at the time. He's just like, yo, bro, can you buy me a pack of cigarettes? I was like, bro, fuck yeah, let's go. That's why, like, that's the biggest thing I miss about college is just, like, meeting, like, cool people and just fucking going on random ass adventures, like, spontaneous and shit.
I feel that.
Yeah, no, I love it. But what's it called? Go pick up a pack. And then he goes back to class. But after, we fucking link up and just make more music, jam out. And then, so that's how we met. And then later on, I just invited him to the studio. I was like, yo, I got this record. I need help making it. Play some shit. Told him the kind of premise. And then I was like, yo, I kind of want, like a creep vibe, like Radiohead.
Mm.
Like, as far as chord progression.
Yeah.
It, like, not
and that's
like
what that last song was?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has something called a minor four.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like,
it's probably somewhere in there, that chord chart.
I mean, it just depends on the context of the key you're in.
Okay.
But that's what gives that song, that, like, both of those songs, that feeling. Yeah, that, like, cool. Sinking down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I wanted. Like, I was just like, I need that chord. I don't guitar, you figure it out. But I need that.
So go ahead. I was going to say, so he recorded his own guitar?
Nah, we were in the studio and fucking mic'd him up and that shit. Recorded all the guitar.
Okay.
And then after that, I hopped in the booth, laid down my vocals.
Dude, nice. And this was like a different day or the same day you met him still?
Nah, this is a different day. Okay. This is a different day. But, dude, yeah, no. Fucking God bless having him around. Incredible guitar player, bro. Super duper talented.
Yeah, dude. The song was good.
And he was like, bro, just trust me. I'm going to fucking layer this shit and then layer this shit again. And it's going to all be like one continuous chord. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I thought that was.
I'm like, fucking cook, bro. That shit was beautiful. Like, I don't know. You know, sometimes like the guitars would just have like harmonics come in.
Yeah.
And yeah, dude. And shout out that
I love that shit, man.
And I wrote the second verse while he was like in there recording guitar. What else? The bridge was a verse that I wrote like a while back that I've been hanging on to, and yeah, I know it was perfect. Like I laid that shit down. I had it. Right, and then I was like, you know what, I think I'm gonna do it. Hey, give me a bridge like where you like just do eighth notes. And he's like, all right, bet. Does it, throws in some extra fucking layers and sauce because he's awesome and knows what the fuck he's doing. Real musician shit. And then I throw down the bridge and they're like, yo! It was dope. No, the original studio session was fucking sick.
And is this still at Full Sail?
So I recorded it. This was while I was at Full Sail, yeah. But I recorded it at a studio called TMC. Okay. Shout out TMC Orlando. They're fucking Shout amazing. That night was incredible.
What are some of the other connections you made at Full Sail? Like some you didn't mention at the last podcast. Because I remember you told me you wanted to talk about some.
Dude, yeah. I want to fucking shed light on everybody a part of this project, like in the production realm. Because, so this project took me a whole ass year and some to make because I had to re-record it so many fucking times. And like, so there's this one time this past December, flew down to Florida and I went and hit the studio of Full Sail Ace for like 8 hours and recorded the whole project. And this motherfucker sends me all the Logic sessions, all the files.
Oh, corrupt. Yeah. I think I'm already telling you about that.
Dude, yeah. So I had to redo the whole shebang. And then I redid it in my room and with my mic, my home setup.
So all that recording in Florida was for nothing?
Pretty much. I mean, nah, not really. Like, It definitely, I needed that to, like,
kind of gauge, like, what to do, or
the reps,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I needed the rap, bro. Yeah. I needed the fucking rap that scenario.
You can't take that away. Because,
like,
you know?
Bro, if I use those recordings from Florida, I would have fucking hated myself. Like, that studio session was a tough session. Like, I was facing a lot of, like, frustration and, like, not delivering the way that I wanted to. And, like, yeah, it made me realize, like, the vulnerability of the project. Like, I needed to just do it myself.
Yeah.
But there's definitely ways I still could have, like, outsourced afterwards. But, like, it was nice to have that.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
That journey and that moment with myself. And it also just, like, taught me a lot. It taught me a lot.
Like, about the music-making process or, like, dealing with certain things?
Also, like, a lot about fucking mixing and recording and just hearing. Like, I'm... gained a better ear after the whole, like, it trained my ear a whole lot. Like, now I feel like I've started to be able to hear different people's mixing styles, like, yeah, their sounds, mm-hmm. you know, and it's dope. That's such a blessing, because then it's like, now instead of it being like, oh, I just want to work with you, now it's like, hey, I want your sound for this record because I think you are the person that would enlighten this vision.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, that's the biggest fucking blessing.
It's like you've taken your sense of hearing to, like, a whole different level, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just the next step up. This is like a checkpoint for me, you know?
It's cool, man.
And it's the first time in a while that I've put together a project and actually stuck to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like pushing through the hardships. Like losing all of the files, like doing this here and that there, and then wanting a cohesive sound, rewriting this, rewriting that, adding this to the tracks, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, like, so it taught me a lot about the music making process too, like, not rushing shit.
Yeah.
Actually giving something time. And yeah, just a lot of growth that I needed to go through. Just like, the actual experience itself was a lot of growth and development that I needed to go through in order to progress as a human being.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the goal of the project, is to remind people that's what that is.
Pretty cool, man, because something that I'm, like, I guess figuring out is that, like, a lot of, like, the, like, successful musicians are, like, where they are because they give people a voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of what you're doing, because people go through these stages, like, by themselves, you know, like you did, you know, like, no one else really knows. They keep it all to themselves. They wear a mask out in public, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, fake a smile, you know, but, like, when they hear this, they're like, wow, you know, like, if they know the context behind it, like, each song represents each different stage, it's like, we're going through a journey together, you know?
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And what's it? Going back to, like, everybody a part of the project, man, like, I go in reverse order. So I talked about Thank You Stranger, the closer, the acceptance stage. Man, Nine Lives, big shout out to Kayla, Prod Kayla.
Shout out.
Dude, incredible artist. Incredible producer. She's also a badass engineer too, like, whole shebang. But dude, it's so crazy that record even happened for me, because, like, I don't even know if I've told her this, but, like, the first time I ever heard of her, I was watching this dude on YouTube that I found out about on social media. His name's Tumfy. Shout out Tumfy. What's it called? I didn't know that he went to Full Sail as well. I had no fucking clue. What's it called? I saw him from this reel, because he makes, like, video game ass beats. They're fucking awesome. That's They're cool. so cool. They're so cool. But then, like, one time I was watching them cook up with Kayla on YouTube, and I was like, holy shit, that is, like, she's so tough. So then she, like, made her way onto my, like, dream list of people to work on. And then, dude, next thing I know, one day at Full Sail, like, it's my last day of class for, like, this specific class, because we do a different class every month, mm-hmm. right? And so our project for that class It was a songwriting class. We just wrote a song.
Mm-hmm. And you showed the class?
Yeah. Bro, my song was so shit. I mean, the songwriting wasn't terrible, but like, yeah, nah, it was a rock track.
Nice.
Yeah, my voice just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And like, we rushed it. And so the record was not what it could have been or needed to be, and it was not good. But even still through that, oh, so I walk into class and then Kayla's sitting in there. So let me start with that. My fault. I walk into
class.
Were
you like starstruck?
Yes. I was like, am I tripping? Or then I'm like, damn, bro, she's about to hear this terrible ass song and not want to fucking work with me. And then what starstruck me even more was she walked up to me and asked me for my IG to network and like fucking work on some shit. Yeah. I'm like, what? Please. Dude, like, crazy. It was crazy. So we got like a few records in the vault that like I gotta fucking go back and rerun. But yeah, I mean, just the amount of emotion and like actual reality in my life poured into that one. It was just the one that was the most drawn to like perfecting. And also that beat was just like, the moment I heard it, I was like, oh yeah. Yeah. That one. That's that nice. Shit. Nice. Like, yeah, no. Working with Kayla was a crazy ass experience. Like, I'm blessed to say we worked in person and made a dope ass record. Then like Nine Lives and as well as another track was kind of more of like a send back and forth. After I finished that recording of it, I had sent it to her and she's like, yo, I'd love to add some post-production. I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
And then she like mastered the record too, which is really fucking dope. So like,
but she mastered the whole thing or just
That one song. Okay. I mean, I feel like an extra fucking limiter on it just to like have it involve like the same volume with everything else, you know. But past that, I mean, yeah, took some work off my plate.
Yeah.
And yeah, so she like added like a bunch of like sound effects and like some ducking and shit with the beat. It was really fucking dope.
That's cool.
Yeah, bro, big blessing. Shout out Kayla.
Shout out.
And dude, Runaway. I actually wrote Cuffs to that beat.
Oh, were you Runaway by Kanye?
No, the.
Oh, the
I'm dead.
That's the king of the song.
Oh, but yeah, nah. What's it called? I wrote Cuffs to that beat, but at the time Ace was like, "Yo, I'm saving that for you." Somebody,
okay.
Then eventually it's like, nah, bro, take that shit. You'd do it better.
Shit.
So I wrote Runaway to a different beat, but then put it to that one. And yeah, dude, fell in love.
Dude, nice.
So big shout out to Ace. Now, what's it called? Writing Cuffs was such an experience. Like, can I tell you the story behind Cuffs?
You told it, but not on the podcast, so you can tell the whole story.
So, New Year's Eve, right before 2025, I'm driving to my girl's house at the time. The one who grieves about, what's it called? Or, I mean, who I was grieving over in that. I'm not going to say it's like about her necessarily, you know? But, what's it called? I'm driving over there and this cop pulls me over, but I didn't realize like that they had their lights on for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing anything. I'm just fucking driving, right? It's New Year's Eve too, so I'm thinking he's about to fucking, you know, just zoom past and what's it called? Go get like a drunk driver or some shit.
Yeah.
By the time me and my homeboy in the car realized that like he had his lights on for us, bro goes around and then stops in front of us. And I'm paranoid as shit because, like, I got two fucking bottles of liquor in the car. Like, I'm 20 years old. Nah, the best situation. What's it called? And from his perspective, I'm, like, evading arrest.
Yeah.
So, like, off the rip, bro's fucking screaming at me and then goes on a power trip talking about, like, oh, you're 20, bro. Your life's mine. I could put you in jail for life and give you a felony. I'm like, what the fuck? And just, like, yeah, off the rip, just, like, scaring the shit out of me and making me not feel safe whatsoever.
Yeah.
Threatening me, yeah, literally threatening me, and takes me out the whip, puts me in cuffs, makes me sit down on a curb. Then eventually this sheriff comes over to, like, just make sure that he's good, see what's going down. Then, like, I tell her, like, yo, bro's tripping. And I guess she gave him a look or something, because, like, after that, like, after he ran my ID, yeah, it chilled out a little bit. He's like, well, you look easy, do you, right? I gotta go catch people. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, bro. And then after putting me in cuffs, finally tells me, like, you were going 49 in the 45.
4 miles an hour?
4 miles over the fucking speed limit, bro.
That's why he turned his lights on for you?
Yes. And, like, I'm in the left lane, bro.
It was on a freeway?
No.
Or was it?
Just like a two-lane street. Like, I'm in the left lane, he in the right lane. I just keep driving the same speed, you know? Bro, don't, like, tell me to pull up. I mean, go to the right or nothing. Or, like, stop behind me. I mean, that part's on me just for not knowing to go to the fucking right. Because, yeah, like, yeah. Motherfucker, I don't be getting pulled over like that. I ain't know that shit. Also, totally paid attention to all the drivers.
I've had two close calls recently.
Yeah?
Yeah, with, like, getting pulled over. One time, I was being a dick because, like, I was driving on a two-lane street, like, 35 miles an hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this car was next to me, and, like, put the signal on to, like, switch lanes. I fucking speed up, you know.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah, I was a dick. I speed up. Oh, hell no, bro. And then, like, it turns his lights on. Like it was an unmarked police vehicle.
Yeah, that's exactly the same as my shit, bro. Like, motherfucker was undercover. So, like, yeah. I don't think his sirens had, or I mean, his lights had, like, he had sirens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but, like, he just, like, flashed them. Like, he didn't, like, fully turn them on. Just to, like, let me know, like, hey, I'm a fucking cop, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, fuck. And he gets behind me. Oh, this is it. You know, I'm getting pulled over, but he never turned, like, his lights on again.
G shit.
And this other time, I was going, like, I think, like, 90 in like a 70 miles an hour through, like, a parkway. And I'm, like, you know, like, I'm just, like, speeding, you know, I'm, like, just looking forward.
Yeah.
And I check in my rear view, and there's a fucking, like, a car behind me. Like, it's so close that I can't tell, you know, as, like, the things on top. So, like, what? Well, this guy's being a dick, so I slow down, and that car slows down. And then, like, as soon as it gets a chance, it pulls up next to me, and it's a fucking, like, sheriff. Like, dude, what the fuck? But he never turned his lights on for me, you know, which is weird. I was, like, speeding, like crazy.
Damn.
Probably because I slowed down. I don't know.
Fuck it. Dude, shout out to them.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I wish. but, nah, that motherfucker was crazy, though, like. In real shit, like, I was so rattled by that experience. Dude, like, I'm still, like, I see lights and I, like, I tense up, you know? But what's it called? I, like, literally, I wrote cuffs to cope with it. And then, like, the first thing I did, 2025. Right on my homie's patio.
Nice.
And I wrote it to the beat for Runaway. Nice. And then I text Ace, I'm like, yo. I need a beat just like this, but not this, because you said I can't use this one right now. And then he sends me the beat for cuffs right off the rip. He's like, bro, perfect. I just made this. But yeah, shout out.
It's a badass beat. I think it has, like, vocals in it too, right?
Yeah, that beat's fucking amazing, bro. I love that hoe.
He has like a woman singing, like, oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so vibey, bro. Like, I want to get that whole synced. Like, I feel like it fits so good in, like, a movie or a TV show. Dude.
Yeah. So, like, you know how to do that? You know how to, like, register your songs for that?
Not quite. I've been, like, just starting to think about it again. So, like, I definitely...
I think they're called, like, sync libraries, right?
Yeah. I just got to, like, figure out which ones, like, to do type shit. I haven't done any research, like, recently, so... Dope, but, like, bro. I started talking about it with just some of my peers, you know? Like, we were just having conversations about it, and then, like, us talking about it right now. So, like, it's been on my mind again.
I have his friend. He's making a short film right now for a film festival. And, like, having your music on there would be pretty dope. I'm, like, picturing it right now.
Dude, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Let him know. I fucking love that.
Oh, it's Caesar, actually.
Oh, okay. You know Caesar, yeah. I was going to ask if it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Fucking. I think I brought it up.
That'd be dope.
I think I did.
I'll remind him. But, hey, man. Derek said he's down.
Hey, yeah, you need that shit.
Need it. Man. So how's your 2026 going for you? Like, it's almost halfway over,
dude. Yeah, what do you feel about it? This shit flew.
It did again.
I've just been learning a lot about, like, time and time management. I'm fucking terrible,
dude. Same.
I'm so terrible.
Same, man.
Like, I was late today.
Yeah, it's all good. While I was waiting, I was, like, rearranging stuff. I was like, huh, look at how this look.
Dude, I like it. I like the facing this way. Yeah. Especially, like, getting the kit in the back.
Yeah.
Tough.
I even moved some guitars back there just to have them in the shot.
Fah.
Because I've noticed, like, sometimes, like, podcasters will have, like, cool stuff around them, you know, like, cool decorations and shit. I just thought about it. Like, instead of, like, having, like, a plain wall.
Mm-hmm. They're both cool.
Yeah, I think with that, it would be cool to, like, make it like a green screen type.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that too.
I was trying to figure out last time, but I couldn't. But I'll try again some other time.
I don't know. It's tough because of the material. Like, what is that, like, cloth?
I think it's like carpet or some shit. I don't know what exactly that material is.
Like, getting a design on that hoe would be crazy.
Yeah. Like you mean like an actual, like, painting type thing? Okay. That's not a bad idea at all, actually.
Logo on there.
That's not a bad idea, bro.
Put the band and put the...
Street couch.
Put the street couch on there.
Yeah. I'm gonna figure out how to do it.
At Danny Tabs. Dude, yeah. That's a really fucking dope idea.
I've been thinking about getting, like... posters, mm-hmm. like in frames and stuff all around here. That'll be cool.
Yeah,
that'll be dope. Cause I've been to some places and, like, they have stuff like that, like cool posters, cool decorations.
Yeah,
and, like, I feel like I have to get more on that because I'm bad at, like, decorating or, like, making, like, spaces look nice.
Dude, I feel you on that big time.
Because as long as I have, like, functionality. Like,
yeah, example, I was going, like, to say that.
Like, this couch, you can sit on it. You know, a drum kit, I can play on it.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, aesthetic and shit, like, I don't know. I'm so bad at it.
I like that the studio has, like, a room aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, homey vibes.
Yeah. Dude, like, I remember, bro, just getting a fucking lamp in my room made me like my shit so much more. Crazy. Warm lighting.
Especially at night. Exactly. Dude, that's important because if you have, like, this type of light, like, blasting, like, overhead, it's kind of, like, bad for, like, your circadian rhythm.
Yeah, and, like, also it's just, like, draining, like, in general. Like, it doesn't feel good, you know? Like, this one isn't, like, bad, but, like...
I see what you mean. It's important. You have to be mindful of where you're spending your time at.
Dude, warm lighting
and how it's
just
affecting your, like, everything, you know?
Warm lighting is just better. It's just relaxing.
It is.
It's just relaxing.
Blue light wakes you up. Red light, like you said, relaxes and calms you down. Because I've been trying to figure that out because, like, I'm bad with, like, my sleep schedule.
Dude, yeah, tell me about it.
Because I feel like I'm a night owl. At night, I'm more awake. And, like, during the day, the morning especially, I'm like a fucking zombie. Yeah, right now I have my coffee, you know, so I'm good. But yeah, I'm trying to be more mindful about how like light is affecting like my wakefulness and sleepiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because at night I wear like blue blocker lights. I mean blue.
fucking tongue twister. Blue light glasses.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Blue light blocker glasses. There you go.
Blue light blockers.
Hey, they work, man. I mean, I guess it could be placebo effect, but if it works, works.
They,
you know,
they work for sure. They work for sure.
That's how I feel about placebo effects. Like I don't see anything wrong with it if it does the job. You know what I mean? If it works, it works. If it's just your mind, and you need like a placebo for it,
fuck it, bro. I mean, your mind is what shapes your reality.
How do you feel about space exploration, like going to the moon, going to Mars,
dude?
Maybe finding life on another planet someday.
That's out there for sure. I mean, they literally said there's aliens and that we came in contact with them in the 50s.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
And that sounds fucking plausible.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'd be bullshit to say that there's not aliens. Like, how are you going to tell me there's no other like life forms?
Yeah.
Especially if we have things like certain bacteria and like fungi that have adapted and like live in such terrible conditions. Like, there has to be other species that are doing that in other places, whether that be other solar systems or whatever.
Have you heard of a movie called Project Hail Mary?
I heard of it.
It's pretty good, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like where they find life in space, but
it's not friendly.
I don't want to say too much. Because, like, I went into that movie, like, not knowing anything about it. I never saw a trailer for it. All I knew was Ryan Gosling in space. That's all I knew. And that he was a teacher in the movie.
Dope.
But it's fucking dope, dude. I strongly recommend it.
Okay.
Especially if you like space adventure type movies, you know?
Vibes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think that's what I spent like a lot of like this year really doing. It's just like seeking new, like, new hobbies, new experiences, new information, new skills, new life skills.
What's something you strongly believe you can attain for sure by the end of the year? Either like a skill or knowledge or an experience, or a new level of something. By the end of 2026.
I mean, for sure, like, my next few projects are already, like, on different levels compared to grief.
Yeah.
Like, it's, so this is the big thing. Now that, like, I've put out grief, now I'm like, all right, I can start rolling out music. Like, it is kind of, like, the biggest hurdle of the year for me, to be honest. Like, just because I wanted to push this shit out in February because I was expecting to, you know, have it all recorded in December.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And so just having to sit with the reality of things taking longer than I want them to, and also just, like, yeah, having to stop trying to force things on my time.
And also, like, beating yourself up for not, like, you know, reaching your original plan or whatever.
Yeah.
I deal with that a lot, man. You know, like,
yeah, dude, that should,
like, done this or spending my time better, you know. But
exactly.
The best thing to do is just, like, take the L, you know, and then just move forward.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And just learn
from it. And this was like the first time, like, this EP was the first time that I really was just like, no matter what, I'm making this shit hit a certain level.
Yeah,
I want it to be something I'm proud of,
and
something
there.
That is out there, and as well as, like, we talked about earlier, something that can be felt and something that can be shared, like, as an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to feel like I'm sharing my experience. I want to feel like I'm giving you an experience with me.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Or, I mean, I want you to feel like.
Especially, like, when the songs flowed from each other, that was badass.
Thank you.
You know, it feels like you're going down to, like, a river or something, you know, and, like, you're coming across different, like, different sections of, like, the terrain. Like, maybe, like, for this one part, it's going to be all desert, but then, like, in a few miles on the river, it, like, gradually shifts into, like, a jungle type thing. I'm probably not making sense at all right now.
No, that made perfect sense, bro.
But yeah, like with the music, you're being taken different places, but while riding the same stream.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, I wanted it to feel like the same progression of kind of like a movie, like, you know, just having a slow climb up, climax, being out the box, and then resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, Nine Lives, like, it's me having a form of acceptance that's like detached and like numb.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like, all right, bro, fuck that. All right.
In a way,
you know, like, it's nonchalant.
Do you think that's like a coping mechanism or like a safety 100%. Thing? You know, like you're protecting yourself 100%. From not like happening again.
100%.
Yeah.
But it's also like just the reality of just like, shit, bro, like you're gonna move on, you're gonna keep going. Yeah. You know, so it's like, shit, say you are what you like. I got Nine Lives, man. <All right. laughs> Like, I got more left, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I fucking love that metaphor. But I love how Out the Box kind of serves as like a middle point between two different perspectives of acceptance.
Yeah, for sure. Because acceptance can come with like other emotions as well, you know. Like different variations of acceptance.
Exactly. So it's like after getting out the anger, now I can have the peace and the true acceptance.
Dude, nice. Yeah, man, that was awesome getting to listen to it and talking about it. Like, it's like a commentary type thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't think I've done that before in this podcast.
Dude, yet. I've never done that before in my life either. I appreciate you having that experience with me.
Trying to think. So like, did you keep up at all with like the moon space shuttle, Artemis 2?
No, I didn't. I saw some videos and shit, but like,
I think Ace. I don't know. I think it was Hyperion.
I saw Hype posted.
He saw it. Like, dude, you were there. What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw Hype posted.
That was cool.
I think that was like the main thing I saw about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Has there been any updates on it?
I think, yeah, like, supposedly, yeah, like, they flew around the moon, and they got a bunch of, like, footage of it and stuff.
Didn't go on it?
Huh? No, I'm just saying how, like, it's kind of weird. I don't know.
That is weird, like, they didn't go on it?
Yeah, they didn't get on the moon. It's kind of, because we're in, like, in 2026, like, you would think, you know, like, we have the technology for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of sketchy. What do you think? Do you think it's like what do you think is going on?
I think if I express my thoughts, the government would assassinate me.
Alright, I'll do it. I'm kind of scared now.
Oh, real shit.
I feel like, man. I'm like in a mirror, like about to say like Bloody Mary.
Nah, literally, bruh, literally. Type world we live in now. Crazy. Bad. Absolutely insane.
I was about to talk about like conspiracy theories, but now I don't know.
Dude, fucking hit me when I'm.
All right.
Fucking hit me.
So, in 9/11, apparently there was a third tower that went down.
What the fuck?
World Trade Center 7, I think that's what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
And like no one talks about it because it was nowhere near where like the planes hit the buildings. So people are asking questions like, how the fuck did that building collapse? You know, and like the official story is that some of the debris from the two towers that got on, like, World Trade Center 7.
Shut the fuck up.
That's weird. Like, what about the other buildings in between? Yeah, or, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck happened there?
9/11 was a fucking...
Is there something else that went on around there with the stock market or some shit, right? I forgot. Like, a day before, there was, like, something big with the stock market or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
Yeah, bro. A bunch of elite drama.
Dude. And the whole thing in 2008, the financial crisis, so apparently, like, a bunch of banks fucked up. You know, they were, like, approving, like, a lot of loans they didn't have to or some shit like that. And then when everything collapsed, the government, like, bailed out all the banks. Like, they paid them back for all the money they lost.
Mm.
While in the meantime, everyone lost their money, except for the banks. Like, they got reimbursed. You know?
Damn.
Crazy shit that happens, man.
then it's crazy because it's like, wouldn't you think that you could just reimburse the people and then the people could fucking reimburse the bank, which would go back to the government and then they just cycle? Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand,
like, the lack of investment in community, in people, in the actual fucking population. Like, I feel like Jaden Smith talking about, like, let's talk about the fucking political and economic state of the world right now. But, like, real shit, dude. Like, bro, invest into the fucking population in the country, and then the fucking consumers can invest into the market, which then could fuel the country. Like, why did we lose that?
I feel like a lot of, like, the, like, society right now is a bunch of, like elite and powerful people just jerking each other off, you know, like, helping each other get richer, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. It's gotten to the point where, like, they're so powerful that we can barely do anything about it, you know?
Yep.
Unless we all come together somehow, or we become powerful and beat them at their own game.
No, I mean, in the Constitution, it literally says fucking overthrow the government. Like,
that was the whole point of, like, the new government, you know, to overthrow the king, you know, and all that shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's gearing towards time, but do I want to fucking do a riot? No.
Revolution 2?
Shit, I don't know, bro.
Civil War 2? Oh, that'd be wild, bro.
I'd rather not lose my life.
Yeah. You will get drafted. I think I'm too old.
I don't know. I mean, shit, I hope not. But yeah, no, I'd rather.
I'll probably get drafted too.
I'd rather not lose my life for anything other than
God. Fuck that, bro.
Yeah. Or my mama.
Fuck war.
Facts. That part especially.
I was reading a lot about, like, World War One and, like, how it started. Like, do you know the story?
I forget.
So there was this guy. His name was Gavrilo. Huh?
There was a bug flying around my ass. Said,
oh, fuck, bro.
No, it went away, but.
That is a guy called Gavrilo Princip, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of, like, a group of people called, like, Young Bosnia. They were, like, students. They're all, like, college students. And, like, very,
damn it. Okay.
Yeah, like, the country was being occupied by Austria-Hungary.
Yes.
And they were treating people like shit. So his, like, their plan was to, like, to assassinate, like, the Archduke, which is, like, the prince, basically. And cause him, like, you know, like, make him realize, you know, like, they're fucking up. So he did that. Well, actually, before all that happened, like, him and five other guys went to, like, it was like John F. Kennedy, you know, he was, like, running down the street. So, like, the first guy threw a grenade, I think, at the car, but it bounced off and hit, like, someone else. And I think, like, the second guy, he got cold feet. He just didn't want to try and kill him. So, like, after all that happened, they made, like, a U-turn and, like, they went somewhere else. I think they went to the hospital to visit the people that got injured by a grenade. And after they left, I think the driver told, like, I don't know, like, the general told the driver, he's like, hey, like you made a wrong turn, like, go back. He's like, okay, so he was reversing, and the car just stalled, and the guy happened to be right there, like, out of chance, like the last assassin was right there, and you're like, oh, shit, and he just took his gun out and just shot them, the prince and the princess, and as soon as that happened, I think they declared war on, like, wherever those guys were from. I think it was, like, Bosnia or something like that. And then a bunch of other countries declared war on each other. And after World War One finished, Germany got, like, the shit end of the treaty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got all their resources taken and their government, whatever. Same with Russia. And that's why the Soviet Union was created, and that's why the Nazis were created. All because there's one guy, like, killed, like, a prince and a princess, you know? Yeah. Just crazy, like, the domino effects.
Yeah, dude, you know? Like, I remember it was a huge domino effect with, like, all the treaty, like, the allies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All the shit, like, yeah. So many countries, like, being allied with one another.
Yeah. Because Hitler was in World War One, like, he was a soldier in World War One, but before the war ended, he got attacked by, like, mustard gas, which is, like, chemical warfare, and, like, he was in a hospital for, like, I don't know how long, but whenever he woke up, the war was already over, and Germany had lost. Like, could you imagine that? Like, waking up and, like, realizing, like, you lost, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty shit.
like all that, like all those deaths, like for like nothing, you know. That's crazy, man. Well, like we shouldn't end on a bummer. So
yeah, I mean, it's just like it's such an interesting story, because then you think about like waking up from that and then trying to empower your country,
yeah,
just to like fuck them over.
I think before that, Hitler wanted to be an artist, but he got rejected from art school.
Yeah. Like he wanted to paint.
Yeah, and then his mom died also, I think. So yeah, all bro. These things, you know.
Fucking true villain story. Literal villain story. Like, yeah.
For real. Oh, shit, man. He's still a piece of shit, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, no kidding.
But yeah, man. Fucking
villain arc is crazy, bro.
So what's in store for 2027 for you?
Shit, next I mean, year? I still got some stuff to do 2026. I mean, 2027, just as of right now, just more projects. Like, I got a like collab in the vault for 2027. That's in the works with my homie K Cross. Shout out K Cross.
Oh, shit, he's from Houston. Yeah, he's a Houston rapper. Yeah, I've seen him before.
So that's gonna be really fucking cool. I'm excited that we're putting a lot of time into that. Or, like, yeah, just like spreading out our timeline. Shit, just whatever comes up, bro. Like, it's interesting. Like, I realized the other day, like, I have a certain amount of my calendar already fucking planned out.
Yeah.
All right, I think it goes all the way to like August of just like, not like day by day planned, you know, but it's just like I have events these days of this month. There's just multiple things like planned all the way until August, and August my shit's empty.
That's important, because the most like dangerous thing you can do is like stay stagnant, you know.
Yeah,
like, not be doing anything. Dude, you keep the ball rolling, you're always like practicing, like getting
it's
in rips.
It's a snowball
like
effect, bro.
Yeah.
It's a snowball effect. And that's, so it's like, I kind of, yeah, I mean, it's, I see it happening right in front of my fucking eyes, you know? And so I feel like August is going to be like a different chapter of my life, because it's like of all the things snowballing before that, and then all of a sudden, nothing, complete blind eye. Like, if that's not a fucking sign, like, I don't, you know? Like you said, I'm just gonna keep the ball rolling and just keep building myself to be a better person. And, like, the most, yeah, just, like, peak version of myself that I could be, like,
peak year.
Like, training my fucking mind and trying to become, like, a more effective and efficient and smart and skillful human being.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Before we wrap up, do you have anything else to say? Any last minute advice? Any shout outs to anyone? You want to plug your socials where people can find you or anything like that?
Of course. You can find me on all socials at Derek_YFM. That's DERK_YFM. Derek, you feel me? Shit, real quick, I want to say to everybody out there, feelings are indicators. Invite them in, feel them, and then let them go. And move accordingly. Move different. Grow. Seek improvement.
Oh, yeah. Can you say that one quote about, like, taking the L from learn?
You take the L out of learn, and you earn.
Oh, yeah. Gold right there. Mic drop. No, dude. <that, but. laughs> All right, everyone, thanks for watching and listening. I hope you have a good day. Have a good night.
Brief out on all streaming services.
Oh, yeah. Have a good life. Peace.